All right. Welcome, 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 everyone. This is Tony's Political Ramblings, episode 9. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to call this episode Recommended Reading. And this is something I think I'd like to do occasionally on the show here. And that's to spotlight a particular book that I found really interesting and impactful, and sort of talk about it for a little bit. So today, on my recommended reading is going to be Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates. I listened to this on audiobook, and if you listen to it on audiobook, you actually hear him read it, which is really, really something special. I think when you can hear the actual author read their own work to you. And so obviously this is a very charged book. It's a powerfully written book. I would almost call it it's a letter to his son, and it is also I would call it like poetry, really strong. Every sentence is very dense. There's a lot going on. So I'm going to get into some of the themes that are at play here. And let me just again put this disclaimer at the front. I am one of the people who claim to be white, or who think they're white, or the dreamers, as he refers to in the book. So that's the perspective I'm coming at this from. So again, if I miss anything, or if I gloss over something, trivialize something, please call me on it. But anyway, I wanted to sort of talk about some of the themes here. And one of the first ones is one of the most salient themes in the entire book, and that's the theme of the body and the role that plays, and how simultaneously the black body is a magical cosmic work of art, but also something that's very destructible, very fragile in the political systems that we operate in today. And I think that sort of dichotomy of beauty and fragility being at the crux of being black in America is a very interesting, it's just a fascinating conception there, that, you know, and that, you know, there's the whole Maslow's hierarchy of needs and things like that. And when you go into the experience of being black in America, some of the very most basic needs in that hierarchy, the things of safety, food, all that, those aren't taken care of. And that's why the body is so important. When Coates writes about this experience of being black in the United States, is that it's so easy. All it takes is for you to fail to signal a turn when you're in a car, or to walk down the wrong street at the wrong time of day, for your body to be snatched up, to be brutalized, shot, whatever horrible thing may happen to it. While at the same time, the black body is also a beautiful work of art, of culture, and the rich cultural diversity that exists within the race of African American, of the black race. And so it's fascinating that dichotomy that exists, and the sort of arbitrary, not sort of, the completely arbitrary structures that take this beautiful, well-defined body and turn it into something that's fragile. So I just think that's really interesting. And another piece I wanted to touch on that I kind of hit on there was the importance of place as it related to that fragility. So if we want to look at being black on a sort of spectrum, you know, you have, like I was getting at, the sort of strength, the beauty, the power in being black, and then you also have the fragility of being black. Where you are determines where your body falls on that spectrum at any given place. Ta-Nehisi Coates, he grew up in West Baltimore, and yeah, having grown up around that area, I was about an hour and a half outside of Baltimore, so I would go in occasionally for Orioles baseball games, actually. But yeah, it's rough, to put it bluntly. And so when you grow up there, Coates writes that you're subject to the streets and the schools, and that's your whole world. And you're very much on the side of the spectrum where your body is fragile, and there's an underlying fear that defines the fundamental being that you are is defined by that fear of your body being taken, snatched, brutalized, destroyed. It's very interesting. And then when you get to the Mecca, he calls it, Howard University out in DC, it's the story is completely flipped. You know, you're at the far other end of the spectrum, where being black is something that's seen as powerful, and you're free, you know, on the confines of that campus, you know, in a mostly black space, you're free in that, which is, again, it's very interesting how location, again, another completely arbitrary thing, determines how safe a black American or a black person in general feels. It also, another piece I wanted to touch on that as well, would be the diversity that exists within the black community, the black race that Coates talks on. You know, he calls them the Jackie Robinson elites. You know, you have those type of people who have come out of neighborhoods in West Baltimore and Atlanta and Oakland and all that. And they've been able to move into the suburbs to fulfill the white dream that exists, but even then they're sort of muzzled in a sense that they, you know, there's even in that space there's still that threat of the body being compromised. And so again, when you look at the place that a lot of these people occupy, even when they're more towards the power side of the spectrum, you know, the power fragility spectrum, even when you're closer to the power side of that spectrum, that threat of your body being compromised is still ever present. And Prince Jones is an excellent case of that. Prince Jones was a good friend of Coates when he was at Howard, and Prince Jones, his family was from a nice suburb in Philadelphia. They, you know, they were able to, he and his siblings had nice things. They went to nice schools, and then they went to Howard. And later after he graduated, he was shot and killed by the police for a remarkably flimsy justification that, yeah, it didn't hold. Well, it did hold, but it should not have held in a court of law. But that's exactly the point, though, is that even in the cases of people like Prince Jones and his family who lived in the suburbs, who went to good schools, who got good jobs, even their bodies were still at risk. And so it's just very fascinating. And again, one of the sort of pieces here that is kind of in the background of the theme of the body, the theme of geographical location, the diversity within the black space, the black community, is this sort of idea that a lot of it's just completely arbitrary. And Coates writes in there that race is a product of racism, not the other way around. And again, no truer words have been said. I'll use an example from a group that is now considered white, and Coates writes on this as well. You know, some of my family has Irish roots, right? And 100 years ago, that part of my family that was Irish would be considered black. My family also comes from Eastern Europe and Southern Europe as well. And so Italians were another group that were considered black for a time. And so race is not so much, and again, those are examples of used formerly known as black people who have been roped into the larger white dream identity that Coates writes on here. And so this whole idea that race is a biological measure or something that is genuinely built to define and separate people from one another based on purely biological reasons is really something that's, it's a false notion. It's arbitrary. And I think the point that Coates is trying to drive home with a lot of this is that all of this violence, incarceration, this fear of the body being compromised and destroyed and brutalized, it's all comes from an arbitrary source in races of race-based science that stems from racism. It's all arbitrary. There's nothing really tangibly different other than the systems that create these create this sort of disparity. And I wanted to talk about, just to kind of wrap it up, because I've been rambling for a little minute now, for a little while. But I wanted to wrap up on one final idea that I think is really a cogent one. And that's sort of that even the white people, the dreamers, he calls them, are also in a sort of trap of their own. And I think that's fascinating. You know, the metaphor of the ivory tower is something that comes to mind when I think of that. You know, I know this because I grew up in the suburbs, like I said, not too far outside of a place like Baltimore. You know, we would only come in to see the sports games and then we go home to our nice big houses in the suburbs. And it's sort of a dream. And in order for, the dreamers, like he says, in order for people like us to enjoy that experience, it's to turn our back and plug our ears and ignore what's happening on the streets, as he calls them, you know, in West Baltimore, you know, in PG County, in places like that, where that he mentions directly where a lot of violence happens. And so the white dream, he argues, is something that is built on and depends on to this day the subjugation of black bodies. And it's a really fascinating idea, because he posits as well that it's harmful to our society, and white people are also being hurt by this dream by ignoring it. He makes a link to climate change as well, and I think it's a very fair point. The societal setup as we have it now is just not a sustainable solution, and to be white is not so much to be white, but it's to be not be black. It's to not be Asian. It's to not be Latin American, things of that nature. And it's, you know, I mean, this book just made me feel a certain kind of way, not a good way. It's an unpleasant experience when you're one of the dreamers writing about it, but I think that's the point. It's really gripping, but it's also eye-opening, and it really shakes and reaffirms things that I've seen in my life. And I highly recommend it. It's a very well written book. Like I said, it's poetry in motion. It's so dense, and I could. You could take a single page and write a huge essay on it. So that's my recommended reading for this week. So once again, that's Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates. It's about 5 years old now, but in particular, it's been relevant in the last few months. So definitely worth a look. That's all I have for today then. Those are my thoughts on Between the World and Me. So if you like what you hear so far, please check out some of the other videos on this channel, and I'll be working out getting some more of them up soon, and maybe some more of these recommended readings as well.